Concourse D at the Charlotte Airport in North Carolina, you can get a shoe shine from a man who has a thick African accent and a soul patch. If you're fortunate, you might get to hear a fascinating story, too. For our summer series on the American Dream, here's reporter Tanner Latham of member station WFAE.
Gettinet Marsha makes bold promises.
When you step down from the chair, it's going to be brand new shoes.
Brand new shoes. Gettinet goes by the nickname Gay 2. He grew up in Ethiopia, and he's good at what he does. Good like craftsman good. He's immensely proud of his 20-step shining process. Yes, 20 steps. And that includes massaging the shoes like knotted muscles with a special conditioner.
You know, I'm conditioning the leather. You see, the leather was so dry.
And he's a talker, tells these shine stories, like he's a veteran slugger recounting rookie year highlights. Like, one time, a customer sat down with a $100 bill in his hand. He was all set to buy a new pair of shoes in the Johnston Murphy store nearby. He stopped at Gaytu's chair for one last shine, and Gaytu did such an amazing job. It was like he resurrected the guy's shoes, and the man put the $100 bill back in his pocket. And he tells Gaytu,
"You saved me." So, like, man, I say, "I'm happy, man. You know, I saved you, you know?"
Gaytu has a bucket of stories like these, mostly about business travelers who slump down into his chair disgruntled and rise up relaxed and smiling. His shine will set you back $5. Doesn't matter what you're wearing, boots, shoes, whatever. And while a lot of people might consider this low pay for long hours, Gaytu is thrilled, especially when he thinks about where he came from. At 14, he fled communist Ethiopia on foot.
I walked literally 2 weeks on my foot.
He ended up in Sudan for a while, then Kenya. In 1992, Gaytu came to the U.S. as a political refugee. Now he shakes his head at the contrast between his life now versus then.
Here in America, my worst day or, like the ugly day I had, you know, when you take it to Africa, that's the best day, you know, the very best one, you know, that's exactly.
The difference was even more obvious to him when he took a vacation back to his hometown in Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, the country's capital city. He met a 9-year-old girl named Anilam, who was an orphan, a street child. One British charity estimates there are about 12,000 of these kids living on the streets, or at least making money there. And this particular encounter with Anilam really affected Gaytu.
This kid, when they lose their parents, nobody's going to take care of them.
So he helped the only way he knew how. He bought her a shoeshine box. And then he began sending her money. And since then, he says he's recruited 7 other adults in Addis Ababa to care for street children. Gaytu says he tries to send 10% of what he earns at the airport each month to support all of them. He wishes he could send more, but he's got 2 kids of his own here in Charlotte. But the street children back in Ethiopia are always on his mind.
Only one thing in my mind, how I gonna make a difference on these people's life.
Watch Gaytu shine for an hour and you can see him making small differences, one shoe at a time. And when he's finished, every one of his customers gets the same friendly send-off.
Cheers, now.
For NPR News, I'm Tanner Latham in Charlotte.